Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Carrie。
In today's lesson, we're talking about music. What kind of music do you like, Carrie?
Well, I like all kinds of music as long as it's good, it sounds good and nice, inspiring.、
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So what about you, Pat?、
I like lots of music.、To be honest, I like older stuff more than newer stuff.I like a lot of music from the 1950s and a few bands that were playing in the 1990s when I started enjoying music. So who are some of your favorite bands or singers?
Well, my favorite band is undoubtedly Muse from England.
Muse?
Have you heard of
them?
Oh,
yeah, I know Muse.
I love them. Or singers might be Andy, Eason, or Cheers. Have you、
mm-hmm.
heard of them?
I've heard of Andy Lau, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Some of them from Taiwan.
Yeah, the Cheers Chen is a singer from Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's a Taiwanese band we're going to be talking about in this three-part lesson. It's probably the biggest band of all, Mayday. In today's lesson, we're going to find out how this amazing band got started.
Great. Let's start the lesson.
Viva Mayday.
Mayday is a Taiwanese rock group without equal. In fact, it's probably the biggest rock band in the Chinese-speaking world. The group formed when four high school friends followed their dream of playing in a band together. In 1997, they reached for the stars and performed at the Formoz Festival in Taipei. At the same time, this inspired them to seek a record contract. They soon got one with Rock Records because their musical talent impressed the famous producer, Jonathan Lee. Without a doubt, the young musicians were on the road to stardom.
Probably. Oscar will probably show up late because of work. Oscar will probably show up late because of work. Play. Emily learned to play piano at the age of 7. Emily learned to play piano at the age of 7. Seek. Seek sought. Many of the soldiers sought a place to hide from the enemy. Many of the soldiers sought a place to hide from the enemy. Stardom. Michael Jackson shot to stardom with his song Thriller. Michael Jackson shot to stardom with his song Thriller.
The article begins. Mayday is a Taiwanese rock group without equal. Okay, equal, E-Q-U-A-L. Equal means the same or as good as. So if something is without equal, this means nothing is as good. Okay, so Mayday is the best rock group in Taiwan.
好啦 ,Mayday 就是五月天，它是台湾男女老少都为之疯狂的摇滚天团。这里我们看到 be without equal 是什么意思呢？ Equal 我们知道是形容词，它代表的是一样的、平等的、相同的意思。所以如果说 something is without equal, 代表它是不同方向的、无敌的，有一种 super 的感觉。所以你形容 Mayday is without equal, 就是说他们是台湾最棒的摇滚乐团。
But that's not all.The article also says, in fact, it's probably the biggest rock band in the Chinese-speaking world. Wow. When we start a sentence with in fact, we mean really, actually. We use it to say that what follows is true.
OK， 这里是说呢，五月天 is probably 华人世界最大最红的摇滚乐团。接下来我们看到 in fact， 当你用 in fact 代表你要强调后面句子带出来的事实， in fact 指的是其实，事实上。你也可以说 as a matter of fact， 用在口说、写作都很实用。更详细的说法，就让我们来收看英文快译通如何解释 in fact。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim， 欢迎来到今天的英文快译通。今天我们要看看英文中 in fact 的用法，它可以用来强调或者是订正前方提过的句子。但究竟要怎么样来使用呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。英文中的 in fact， 中文称为事实上、实际上。它有两种用法，一种是用来强调前方提过的句子，一种则是用来订正刚刚提过的句子。首先让我们来看看第一个用法。假设今天我说 John always gets good grades. In fact, he's a genius. John always gets good grades. In fact, he's a genius. 表示 John 的功课一直都很好，而事实上他是个天才哦。这个句子就是我们所谓的强调用法。In fact 后面的句子 John 是个天才，就是用来强调他功课非常好的意思。两者表达的东西相同，只是程度不同。让我再举一个例子，例如我爸爸很少喝咖啡。 My dad hardly drinks coffee. In fact, he hates coffee. My dad hardly drinks coffee. In fact, he hates coffee.表示我爸爸几乎不喝咖啡，而事实上他很讨厌咖啡。In fact 后面的我爸爸很讨厌咖啡，就是用来强调他不太喝咖啡的这件事，前后都看得出来他不喜欢咖啡。好，接着让我们看看 in fact 的第二个用法，就是用来订正前方提过的句子。前后句的意思相反，在此用法中我们也可以用另外一个副词actually 来跟 in fact 互相替换。假设今天我说 My teacher looks serious. In fact, she's very kind. 意思等同于 My teacher looks serious. Actually, she's very kind. 我的老师看起来很严肃，但事实上她非常的仁慈。这里的 in fact 就有转折的语气，用来修正刚刚前方提过的句子，表示说他虽然看起来很严肃，但他的人很好。这跟我们刚刚提到的强调用法完全不同。让我再举个例子，假设我说 Jane is very skinny. In fact, she eats a lot. 或者你也可以说 Jane is very skinny. Actually, she eats a lot. 表示 Jane 看起来虽然很瘦，但事实上她吃的很多。前后句的意思不同，所以才需要 in fact 来作为转折语。好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都能对 in fact 的用法更了解哦。英文快译通，我们下次见咯。
We also saw the word probably in that sentence. Probably spelled P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y, probably. And this is used to say that something is likely to happen or be true.We could also say likely means the same. The word is stronger than possibly or maybe, but it's not as strong as certainly or definitely.
Okay, probably 这个字它有一点可能性在里头，它跟 likely 是有点类似的，大概有七八成的几率。当你要形容更不确定的事情的时候，你可能就会用 possibly 或者是 maybe， 大概就是五成咯，不太确定这样。那如果你是百分之百的肯定，就可以说 certainly 或者是 definitely 了。
Mm-hmm. For example, Oscar will probably show up late because of work. Oscar will probably show up late because of work.
这句的意思是说 ，Oscar 八成会因为工作而 show up late， 就是晚到啦、迟到的意思。同样的，如果你把 probably 换成 definitely 或 certainly， 代表你百分之百确定他一定会晚到咯。那你如果换成 possibly 或者是 maybe， 代表你可能只是推测，也不太确定的意思。
The article now moves on to talk about May Day's history. The group formed when four high school friends followed their dream of playing in a band together. So here we use the word play, P-L-A-Y, play, to mean to perform on a musical instrument or to perform music.
这里说原来五月天是在他们几个好朋友高中的时候为了一起玩乐团的梦想而 form 就是去组团咯。那这里我们看到 play 这个字在这里是当作弹奏啊演奏乐器的动词，譬如说弹钢琴就是 play the piano， 那如果你要拉小提琴你就说 play the violin 就可以了。
So here's a sentence with play. Emily learned to play piano at the age of 7.Emily learns to play piano at the age of 7.
At the age of, 就是在几岁的时候。所以 Emily 在她七岁的时候就开始学弹琴咯。
We can also use play to talk about sport, like play basketball or play baseball. We can also play with something, play with toys. We can play a video game or play with someone.
所以呢 play 还有很多的用法，例如说玩游戏啦、球类运动啦、打电动啦，都可以用 play 这个字。如果别人问说你放学后都做什么事情，你可以说 I always play video games after school， 或者是说 I like to play basketball with my friends，都可以。
So back to May Day. The four friends got together to play. What happened next? The article says...In 1997, they reached for the stars and performed at the Formos Festival in Taipei.
Wow, so in 1997, 五月天 reached for the star, 就是指他们挑战了不可能高攀的任务，在台北野台开唱咯。
The word perform, P-E-R-F-O-R-M, perform, means to do something with a lot of people watching. You could perform in a play,in a movie, or as part of a music group. Magicians perform magic tricks.
OK, 这边我们看到 perform 这个字它是一个动词，它是表演啊演出的意思。哪怕是 magician, 就是魔术师表演魔术，你要用 perform 这个字哦。那如果你要说他表演的真好，你就可以在 perform 后面加上 A-N-C-E, performance 就是表演的名词咯。
We also saw the phrase, reach for the stars.And this means you set very high goals and try to get them, okay? For example, a teacher could say to you, you should reach for the stars and try to be the best you can be.
Okay, 这边我们看到 reach for the stars. Reach 这个字是动词 ,reach for 好像你伸手就可以拿到的东西，但后面却是高高在上的 stars, 星星代表你设定了一个非常高的目标。那如果你的老师告诉你 ,you should reach for the stars and try to be the best you can, 代表你要挑战自己做到最好的意思。
But Mayday wanted to reach as many people as possible as well. The article says, at the same time, this inspired them,to seek a record contract. To seek, S-E-E-K, seek, means to try and achieve or to get something. It can also mean to find something. Now the past tense and the PP form of seek is sought, S-O-U-G-H-T, sought. So you say seek, sought, sought.
OK, 在这里我们看到 seek 这个字呢它也是动词意思是寻找啊追求的意思。这边刚刚 Pat 提到说它的过去式跟分词不是加 ed 咯而是变成 sought, 所以你就念 seek, sought, sought, 把它一次记起来。小时候玩的捉迷藏又躲又藏的 hide and seek, 就是这个字咯。这边就是说啊五月天同时也在找寻一个唱片合约的机会。
So let's use seek in a sentence.Many of the soldiers sought a place to hide from the enemy. Many of the soldiers sought a place to hide from the enemy.
Okay, 这句话的意思是说在战场上 soldiers, 军人啊士兵啊都要 sought, 就是 找寻，一个掩护来 hide from, 来躲避他的 enemy, 他的敌人咯。
So were Mayday successful in seeking a record contract? Let's see. They soon got one with Rock Records because their musical talent impressed the famous producer Jonathan Lee. If you impress, I-M-P-R-E-S-S, impress someone, you make them go, wow, that's great. So a student could impress a teacher with a good piece of work.
OK, 后来啊，五月天 soon 很快的拿到了滚石唱片的合约，就是因为他们的 music total talent 音乐才华 impressed 名制作人谁啊？李宗盛咯。Impress 这个字呢是动词，代表让人家印象深刻啊，很惊艳的意思。
We also saw the word producer, P-R-O-D-U-C-E-R, producer. And a producer is the person who manages and helps pay for the recording of songs and music.You can also have movies and TV producers.
OK, 那 producer 这个字呢其实就是制作人的意思加上了 ER 变成人那 produce 就是制作电影啊音乐都可以用这个字哦。
Mm-hmm. So this part of the article finishes by giving us an idea of how big Mayday would become. It says, without a doubt, the young musicians were on the road to stardom.And when we say without a doubt, we just mean certainly, 100%.
OK, 所以 without a doubt 代表你百分之百的肯定一件事，你也可以说 in no doubt or undoubtedly. 所以啦，这群年轻的音乐人踏上他们的明星之路咯。
We also saw the word stardom, S-T-A-R-D-O-M, stardom. And this is just being a star, being a famous person.
OK, stardom 就是所有的名人都在追求的明星地位的意思。
And in a sentence, we can say Michael Jackson shot to stardom with his song Thriller. Michael Jackson shot to stardom with his song Thriller.
所以著名的 Michael Jackson 就是靠 Thriller 这首歌 Shot to Stardom 一举成名的咯。
Okay, that's the end of the first part of the article, so let's finish today's lesson.
以上就是今天的课程。
So did you ever want to be famous, Carrie?
Yes, I used to, but now,no. I think happy is more important.
And you? Well, when I was younger, I did. Now I'm older, I'm not so worried. But it would be really great if it did happen and I did become famous. Okay, so that is the end of today's article about Mayday. Tomorrow, we're going to get to know some of the people in the band and talk about some of their songs, okay? So we will see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
I'm hosting a barbecue party next Saturday. Are you in?
I'm hosting a barbecue party next Saturday. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。一月份，我们即将进入学期的尾声了。同学们有没有开始规划期末考后要进行什么样的庆祝活动呢？来一场派对如何？烤肉派对这个主意不错哦。今天要介绍的句子就是 I'm hosting a barbecue party next Saturday. Are you in?I'm hosting a barbecue party next Saturday. Are you in? 我下周六要办一场烤肉派对，你要来吗？ Party 这个字就是派对的意思啦。例如，平常最常见的就是生日派对 ,birthday party, 或是学校也有可能会举办舞会 ,dance party, 还有新郎新娘结婚的时候会举办婚礼宴会 ,wedding party, 加上我们今天介绍的 barbecue party,烤肉派对，派对的种类可是多到数不清呢。那么举办派对这个动词，我们可以用 host 这个字 ,H-O-S-T, host, 本身就是作为主办人举办活动的意思咯。最后要介绍的就是 ,Are you in? 这个句子用来询问对方你要参加吗？所以如果你要参加活动，你就可以回答对方 ,I'm in, 是不是很简单呢？最后请同学跟着我们再复习一次今天的句子 I'm hosting a barbecue party next Saturday. Are you in? 今天 Apple 小聚会就到这里结束，我们下次见咯 Bye!
I'm hosting a barbecue party next Saturday. Are you in?
I'm hosting a barbecue party next Saturday. Are you in?
Viva May Day!
May Day is a Taiwanese rock group without equal. In fact, it's probably the biggest rock band in the Chinese-speaking world. The group formed when four high school friends followed their dream of playing in a band together. In 1997, they reached for the stars and performed at the Formoz Festival in Taipei. At the same time, this inspired them to seek a record contract. They soon got one with Rock Records because their musical talent impressed the famous producer, Jonathan Lee. Without a doubt, the young musicians were on the road to stardom.
Probably. Probably. Oscar will probably show up late because of work. Oscar will probably show up late because of work. Play. Play. Emily learned to play piano at the age of 7. Emily learned to play piano at the age of 7. Seek. Seek. Seek, sought, sought. Many of the soldiers sought a place to hide from the enemy. Many of the soldiers sought a place to hide from the enemy. Stardom. Stardom. Michael Jackson shot to stardom with his song Thriller. Michael Jackson shot to stardom with his song Thriller.